If you're a citizen in the Western world operating today, you're dealing with a parallel universe of institutions which have no liability and are protected from immunity, starting with the BIS, the IMF, World Bank. But then at UN, all the UN agencies, all these other organizations that we created in South America, you've got this whole class of international institutions that have sovereign immunity and are free to break the law.
And
all the people think they're above the law. So, and now, you know, and there are other organizations. So we have banks that are systemically important banks under the BIS. They think they have sovereign immunity. The bankers are free from prosecution. So you're dealing in an environment where, you know, you have a parallel universe of organized crime who feels free to sting you at every turn. And your job is to make sure, one, you're clear it exists, and two, they're not operating under the same rules you're operating with. And when you are functioning, you need to know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, I agree. The biggest thing that we need to do culturally with respect to this problem is, you know, I'm looking way long down the line to a point in time long after I'm dead. So for future generations, the most crucial point to address legally and culturally is the problem of corporate personhood. This is the root of their limited liability. This is the root of their attempts to gain sovereignty and so on and so forth. This has to be looked at. And
But remember, they have the rights of personhood, but not the responsibilities of personhood. Because if they had the responsibilities of personhood, there would be a death penalty for corporations.
Yes, this is precisely where I'm going.
So they have the rights, but not the obligations.
Right, exactly.